the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. Each day when morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age. The Chris Moyle Show, national radio.
Good morning. You all right?
You're very perky this morning.
Very perky this morning. Because I've had a gobload of sleep, that's why. Went home yesterday, I had 3 hours sleep. Yesterday, got to bed about 3 o'clock. Woke up at six, lovely. Stayed up, though, to watch the appalling, appalling England game last night. Just didn't finish till, like, after 11, 11 o'clock-ish. Rubbish! Absolute garbage.
Wasn't the best, was it?
I thought Alan Smith was brilliant, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought Wayne Rooney was great, bar from missing a sitter.
He didn't miss a sitter.
He did. One-on-one. Got all a bit cocky, slowed down.
That was the one that was offside.
Yes.
But it was offside.
But he also missed it.
It was offside before he hit it, though.
Rubbish. He didn't see that.
He did.
Rubbish. He's losing his touch. I'm telling you. He knows he's got Seth Johnson breathing down his neck. So, anyway, hello, morning. We're all good. We'll bore you with football details in just a few seconds. 50 Cent is on the show today. Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller from yesterday when Dominic recorded his interview with them. It's going to be a busy show. See what I did there? Oh, show.
Oh, show.
6.56. Cheddar? Nelly? Cheddar? Nelly and Hot in Here. Meant to press news button when fade down record.
Strong start.
Cheddar? Cheddar? Right. Let's start the day then as we mean to go on with hot professional news and sport with Dominic and Jules at 7 o'clock.
New claims about British troops attacking Iraqi prisoners. We're on though. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now coming up to 3 minutes past 7.
You weren't watching the football in the pub last night, were you, Jules?
Yeah, I thought I'd go down.
Well, there's a thought.
Do you watch the football?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought she was in the pub last night? Stink like a brewery this morning.
No,
you.
I don't. That's
oh,
so
you,
not fair.
You stink of stale alcohol.
No, I don't do, Dave.
Okay, that's really nice of you to tell us, but you stink of stale alcohol.
No, I don't.
You do. You so do. It's clinically proven by scientists and top meteorologists that people who smell of alcohol can never smell the alcohol.
Meteorologists being weather forecasters.
Doesn't matter, does it? Okay. They know these things.
Anyway, what's this got to do with me, anyway?
Because you stunk earlier this week of stale booze.
Jules, you smell of stale
I
booze.
I don't.
You so do.
Don't?
You do. No, no not I your don't. Top, your gob. Where you've been pouring that wine in.
I didn't do wine.
What did you do?
I did beer last night.
And?
Just beer.
And? You're lying, look me in the eye.
I'm not.
Did you drink anything else but beer last night?
No.
Look me in the eye.
Stella.
You didn't... Oh, that's all right then. Stella, Dave. Falling down water.
Bed wetter.
Falling down the stairs, juice. How much did you have?
5.
Gallons?
Pints.
Barrels? Hours worth? You smell of booze. You smell of booze.
That's so nice.
Breathe on Dave's face.
No.
Breathe on Dave's face. Or blow into your hand.
Doesn't smell.
I can smell you from here.
It doesn't.
It does.
You've got a strong sense of smell.
Strong sense of smell. I'm in the same kind of 10-mile radius. I can smell you.
You're blowing. I don't smell.
Dominic, does she smell?
I haven't smelled.
Adrian, does it smell of stale booze in there? Yes, says Adrian, in your room next door.
There's a hint.
A hint.
Of an overpowering smell.
So, yes. You agree with me?
Yes.
I'd say yes. Like a brewery.
You know, yes, if you will, yes.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Bog off.
It's always a good test, that, by the way, is to breathe into your own hand and then smell it. Although sometimes you do get confused. You realise your breath's all right, but your hands really stink badly.
Chris Miles knows the stars. He knows Dale and Anton Deck. And Vernon, Tess and Richard. And Will and Gareth Gates. Skinner, Robin, Abbott, Liam, Nolan, Lulu. Roy Walker and Davina. But he's never met Des Lynam.
Five past seven. Quick game, by the way. How many people do you reckon are in 50 Cent's entourage that are coming in this morning? Dominic?
Four.
Four in 50 Cent's entourage, right? Dave?
16.
Which I think is a bit excessive. What did I say? Eight. I say eight. Jules? 14. All right, okay. Adrian? You're not on the show. All right, so there you go. Rachel knows the answer. She will tell us in 2 records' time. 50 Cent is on just after 8 o'clock this morning.
On tonight's
right
bingo.
On BBC Radio 1.
He seemed impressed by the way you came.
Absolutely, Angela, yesterday, teacher, the EQ. You know you wanna sit with us. They've been quiet recently, haven't they? The Mystique Ladies. Is your woman still going out with your man from the band? What's his name? Harvey?
Alicia?
Yeah.
I believe so, yes.
I've never met him. I like him.
He seems like a nice fella, doesn't he?
Yeah. Is he still playing football as well?
I don't know.
He's a good little player.
Does he play for Wimbledon, the
AFC?
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Something like that. But I think he's a good lad.
Mm.
The only thing that worries me about Harvey is he's a massive Michael Jackson fan. And I always worry about Michael Jackson fans because they have this kind of 100% love of Michael Jackson. It's absolutely rock solid, 100%. And they will always quote to you, Billie Jean, Wanna Be Started Something, etc., etc. Always missing out his poor records and his weak ones. They always, go for the classics.
Such as what, Earth Song and stuff?
Which was that? What have you done in the world? Look what you've done. Shut up. You know, and they will say, I think Harvey said something along the lines of, who does Jarvis Cocker think he is going on? He's not even fit to be on the same stage, yeah, man, as Michael Jackson. You know, when he went on stage at the Brits?
Mm.
Rather than kind of go, I love Michael Jackson, I think he's a genius, but standing on stage, you know, implying to the world that you are Jesus while kids around you bow and kiss your feet, maybe a little bit over the top. But anyway, I don't know why Mystique Harvey. Anyway,
good morning, Michael, if you're listening though.
Morning, Harvey, if you're listening. Mm. And morning, Alicia, if you're listening.
She's a nice lady too.
And with a time of 15 minutes now past the hour of 7 o'clock, it's time for Rachel to announce the number of 50 Cent and his entourage. We had bets just after the news. Dominic said 4, Dave said 16, I said 8, and Juliet said 14. So, with the answer to how many people in 50's entourage, here is Rachel Jones.
The number is 13.
Oh! One away. Juliet's leaping up and down. She's still technically wrong. You don't win anything.
Yeah, she's closer, though, isn't she?
She's still got it wrong.
Yeah, she doesn't win anything. Well done. You know you win some polo mints. Well done.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
What?
She wins the honour of looking after them all and making all them tea.
Yeah. Can I get you a cup of coffee?
No, thank you, ma'am.
That's how the Americans
do. Do you think they drink tea? 50 Cent's enormous entourage?
You never know.
Probably not.
Well, they obviously can't go around drinking alcohol because they're working.
Mm.
That's very interesting. I wonder what 50's drink of choice is. Drink of choice is in the morning. Because when we talked to him at the Brits and we said to him, what kind of breakfast would you like? And he gave us, like, a massive long list. And then kind of backtracked and went, or a bagel will do me. That'll be fine.
Beef sausages.
That was one of them, yeah.
Scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And toast.
See?
Well, the word on the street is that we might be having problems locating the beef sausages.
Really?
But we're still working on it.
Toast is fine.
Toast is easy. We can do that both colours as well. Brown or white.
Fantastic. Congratulations to the Republic of Ireland last night. An absolutely fantastic game. Superb game against Brazil. 0-0. And Keno could have scored as well. Oh, Matt, that would have been great. Republic of Ireland 1, Brazil 0. Congratulations to Wales. Commiserations to Scotland. I'd like to say congratulations to Northern Ireland. You know, Juliet said that means they haven't won in X amount of games. But no, they scored, and that's the main thing. Granted, 4-1, they got beat.
The first goal in just under 1,300 minutes of football.
Exactly. So well done. And rubbish, England. I thought they were very poor yesterday. So they're rubbish. Thank you. That's my analysis of the football from last night. It's now 7:17. Just Stone fell in love with a boy. It's 20 past seven. I should have predicted, really, as soon as I mentioned Michael Jackson. It's unbelievable. These Michael Jackson diehard fans who only see the good in him, never anything negative, never anything bad, and I mean never, capital letters underlined twice. Stop, Chris. Who do you think you are? You'll never measure up to MJ, only in weight.
You're way heavier than him.
There are certain types of Michael Jackson's character that I don't want to measure up to. Thank you very much, anonymous, gutless texter. My favourite don't pick on Michael Jackson text has to be the one which, again, anonymous. Don't start on Michael. Busted, I can understand, but not Michael. Plus, it's too early in the morning for me to think of anything to come back at you with. Other than that, keep on with a fantastic show.
No further questions.
It's like, oh, don't pick on him, but I'm too tired to really defend him. Don't get me wrong, if Michael Jackson wanted to come on the show, you know, we'd kiss his ass to get him in here.
We'd buy him beef sausages too.
Yeah. I don't know if he likes beef sausages.
He might like anything, but I don't know what he likes for breakfast.
Maybe just toast. I don't know.
Crumpets.
Hi, I'm Michael Jackson. I like crumpets in the morning. Jam on.
Oh, jam on. Crumpets with jam on.
How do you like your toast, Michael?
With jam on.
That's the old Bob Marley donut gag, isn't it?
You know, it's kind of...
We're jamming.
It's like a reworking for a new millennium.
Hey. Right, Alan's not here today because he's ill, apparently. He had too much sleep and orange juice at the Brits. Lightweight pussy girl that he is. So we're filling in for him on Buzz Off today. It's the lovely Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
Right, when you've had enough of the following record, text 811... text Buzz Off to 81199. That's Buzz Off to 81199. Are you going to do this in a Welsh voice?
Yes. God, that's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. I can't do Welsh.
Say, hello.
Hello.
I'm Dominic.
I'm Dominic.
There you go. It's not too bad. Yeah, all right. Good. 81199, text Buzz Off when you've had enough of the following CD, which I genuinely brought in from home this morning. Are you ready?
Ready.
Do you know it, Dom?
I do know it. I don't like it.
Oh, you don't like it?
Dom Buzz.
What? No. Really? Already?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's the Spin Doctors. Well, Princess, me before you. That's what I said now. Princess, who adore you. Just go ahead now. One less diamonds in his pockets. And that's a grip now. City wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now. Great lyrics, great lyrics. See? This one got a princely racket. That's what I said now. Got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't in his head now. Remember him? Your father will condone you. How about that now? You remember me? Your father will disown you. Can't you see? I ain't got no fit to open the tree, but got no taste. Better than the darkness, this, isn't it, Tom?
No.
All right. The listeners are loving it.
That's what I said now, princes, princes who adore you. Just go ahead now, one has diamonds in his pockets. And that's on grit now, this one who wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now, marry him, marry me. I'm the one that lived
in the shut up, Dominic.
I ain't got no bitch up in the tree, but I know what a bitch and love ought to be. I know what a bitch and love ought to be.
Listeners buzz. It's all on you, Dave.
Just go ahead now, and if you like to tell that maybe, just go ahead now, and if you wonder about me flowers, just go ahead now, and if you
hang on, wait for it, wait for it.
Hours, just go ahead
Dave
now.
Buzz.
Wait for it, Dave Buzz. Thanks very much.
I waited for the drum fill, you see. Now,
there's loads left.
Well, I know, but we'd had enough, I think. Right, okay. When we were discussing what you were going to choose as this morning's buzz-off track...
Which normally you don't know.
No, but I did hear a little snatch as you were tuning it up.
Right.
I said, yes, correctly, I predicted yes. that record, and yeah. you said that I was not right.
And that was to throw you off the scent, and because I was going to play this instead... First one to tell me what it's called, come on. Rachel?
I don't know it. We didn't have a guitar recording, could you miss to an hour's a key?
Oh, is it Little Miss yeah. Can't Be Wrong?
Correct, Amundo. Right, so it's going to be that one, or track one on the Pocket Full of Kryptonite album. Check it out. Drums! Which is Jimmy Olsen's blues.
I remember buying this album on cassette in Southampton years ago.
Did he really?
Yeah. How random is that?
That's a beautiful story. Not one of your best, but beautiful. Whereabouts in Southampton?
I don't know. It was right in the city centre somewhere. I think I got it from our price.
Why don't we go back there and see if they're still selling it on cassette?
That's a great idea.
Or bring it back and say, I got this for my birthday, and I've already got it. I just want to see if I can change it. Maybe not.
You should do that. I used to do that. You make a fortune.
What?
Take cassettes back?
Yeah.
Will they accept them?
Of course
them,
I didn't, Rachel.
Like 12 years on?
It's 7:27. Oh, by the way, for those of you who didn't know, there are Spin Doctors, two princes, from the Pocket Full of Kryptonite album. Thank you. 50 Cent on the show after 8 o'clock this morning. This is Tom Craft Loneliness. Oh, what a record. Stop yawning, Jules. I can smell you from here. And loneliness killed my world. Tom Craft Loneliness. BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up. Jamelia on the way. Half an hour away from 50 Cent coming in live on the show. Is Dom and Jules for News and Sport at 7:30.
And the main news this morning is more on those claims that British troops beat up. Thousands turned out to catch a glimpse of Jennifer Aniston last night at the UK premiere of her new movie Along Came Polly.
Here we go.
She was wearing red.
Oh, was she?
A dress decorated with lovely roses yeah. for the romantic comedy. Mm. You can hear my interview with Jen and Ben Stiller. That's who she's co-starring with in a bit.
My interview with my friends Jennifer Aniston and my friend Ben Stiller.
We got on awfully well.
Me.
Her friend's co-star Matt LeBlanc.
Is he your friend as well?
I haven't met him.
Not yet.
He's probably, I mean, you know, he's waiting to be interviewed.
It's
somewhere.
It's a matter of time, isn't it?
Matt LeBlanc became a dad this week. Jennifer's already met the baby and admits she is getting broody herself.
We have, and I've gotten to meet her, and she's gorgeous, and she's... I'm elated for them. Yeah, and we want one.
Ah, that's nice, isn't it? Maybe you can help her have one.
We did bond yesterday, but obviously didn't have sexual intercourse.
Now, here's a warning. If you wear those jeans that are kind of overlong pavement things, there's been a near doubling in the number of trousered-related mishaps on the streets, apparently. 9,000 were hurt, according to latest accident figures. There are also worries about the move from carpets to wooden floors.
Really?
Yes. More than 12,000 people were hurt in falls onto wooden floors in 2002. Mm. That's four times as many as in 1998.
Good Lord, that really is shocking.
Well, Ledley King could be in the England squad for Euro 2000.
And it's now 7:34.
I've been reliably informed, Dave, that our price in Southampton has now gone. It's now Virgin, I believe.
Is it?
Well, that's according to the text message.
It was a long time ago. I think it was about 92, 93.
I think, the Spin Doctors was out in 93. The album was out in 92, I think.
Okay, that's probably about the time I bought it then.
When it came out? Mm. Well, that's fascinating.
Was it album or single?
It was an album on cassette.
Ah, brilliant.
So you can kind of write both ways.
Let's go through the team. Great albums we own on cassette. I'll start it off. Nick Kershaw's Human Racing.
I've got too many bad ones. Howard Jones. What's it called?
That's not a bad one. Howard Jones is
a single. Like to Get to Know You Well, international remix.
Love that. And I believe the video for that was shot at Wickham Market.
I'm
not 100% sure. It might have been, I think. And I was also reliably informed, although I don't know how true this is, and I used to say this for years, his brother used to run a nut stall in High Wickham Market.
Really?
Yeah, peanuts. Cashew nuts. What kinds of nuts?
Walnuts?
Well, maybe. Juliet?
Probably Wham and Freedom.
Are you just making this up?
I've got quite a few.
Right, on cassette.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one that really sticks in my mind.
Really? Lovely. That's good. Rachel?
Soundtrack to Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing.
I love that. Patrick Swayze. He bloody goes, you city. I've got to say, right, I can dirty dance with him any time of the week. If he phoned me up at, like, midnight, I'd be like, Paddy, come on over. Let's do a bit of dirty dancing. And what's your favourite track off that Dirty Dancing soundtrack you have on cassette?
Oh, it's got to be Time of My Life.
Well, there you go. And what's your favourite track on the cassette single of Like to Get to Know You Well?
It's got to be, Ich möchte, because they do it in German as well. That's the whole thing. So I'd like to get to know you well in German, whatever that is. Ich möchte some other words.
Have you been drinking this morning?
No, I haven't.
Have you been breathing Juliet's alcoholic fumes?
I don't smell.
You do smell. Loads of text messages saying they can smell you up north. They smell you in North Yorkshire. 7:36. 50 Cent's entourage has now started to arrive. Obviously, we can't have them all arrive in one go because there's too many of them. But, you know, chunk by chunk, they keep arriving in the building.
They're huge.
I know. And that's just his makeup women. Shocking.
Chris Miles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of for relegation.
Come on, Smithy.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Virgin is further up the road, not where our price was, now on the text.
It's in the precinct now, I think.
It's getting very confusing. I don't know what's going on. We need to go down to Southampton and do a recce of the record shops.
Retrace my record-buying footsteps.
Yeah, we could film it and send it to BBC Three as well.
That would be a great documentary, wouldn't it? Yeah. You know, Dave's first Spin Doctors album.
Perfect. 7:37.
They say in chess you got to kill the queen and then you made it.
Thank you, Jamelia. It's 7:43. The lovely Jamelia comes out on Monday. Well, the record comes out. She doesn't come out. Well, she does, I don't know. Thank You comes out Monday. Before that, Chili Peppers' Fortune Faded. Dominic is perfectly placed in the ego seat, a.k.a. Alan's chair.
Hello.
Because Dominic once again was hanging out with the rich and famous from Hollywood. Are you getting affected yet? Are you going home to your missus and being all, you know, demanding and stuff like that.
Nice day at work, dear. Yeah, not bad. Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller today.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was good.
Has she not asked if she can go along to one of these yet?
No, she has asked, yeah.
And?
But unfortunately,
access
no.
denied?
Yeah, it was access denied, despite the fact that Will was there yesterday.
Apparently, he had to be there to be the mic technician,
yeah.
apparently.
Despite the fact we've done lots of other interviews for the show, he just had to be at this one to mic Jennifer Aniston up.
Mm.
So to speak.
I just put this up your top, my darling. Ooh.
Yeah, just warm my hands first.
So I watched this film while
you
were
around.
Do you
know what? I'm just thinking, actually, hang on.
Go on, sorry.
I think your wife should go with you to one of these junkets.
Okay, she...
I'm tempted to try her out on one of these interview things.
Okay.
You can stay at home and do the tidying.
No problem.
Whatever she does.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah. You know.
It's your love.
She doesn't work, does she?
No.
Let's be honest.
No.
You know, and it's not like, from what you were saying, your house is a tip. She never washes up.
Exactly.
Does she cook?
Yeah, she does cook. And good morning to you, if you're listening.
Will she be awake?
She will be awake, yes.
Good morning, Mrs. Byrne. You beautiful woman, you. So, is the marriage going well?
Yes, very.
How long now have you been married?
3 years in March.
Wow. Still lovely?
Yeah, still good.
Do you remember like it was yesterday?
Yes.
You know what horrible day yesterday was? Oh, dear. Jimmy Tarbuck, 74. So go on then.
Okay, well, while you lot were out of the Brits, I was in a cinema on my own watching the film called Along Came Polly, starring Jennifer Aniston and Ben Stiller. It's Radio 1's movie of the month.
I so believe. I've seen it on the adverts.
It's very good as well for a romantic comedy. The guy who directed it is the same guy who wrote Meet the Parents.
Is that John Hamburg?
That's right, or John Hamburg. Actually, Dave, there's no
John
burger.
John Hamburger.
Yeah, John Hamburg is his name. He also co-wrote Zoolander. As well.
Right.
I haven't seen the film, but I feel as though that I should talk about it.
You said this to me earlier, he goes, Andy Go wrote Zoolander. And I went, I've never seen Zoolander. And Dominic went, neither have I, but I thought it sounded impressive.
I've seen the posters, though, like you, I think.
I've got Zoolander. It on DVD. Is Zoolander the...
It's a fashion one, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got to be honest. I watched it. I've got it on DVD. My brother got it for me for Christmas. I watched about half an hour of it. I thought it was rubbish.
Mm. Ben Stiller is in it, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he is. I think he is Zoolander.
Anyway, we spoke to John Hamburg. We spoke to the director before we spoke to... It's Hamburg, Dave. Before
John Hamburger.
Before going down the corridor to speak to
John
Jen
Hamburglar.
Ben.
And his friend Ronald McDonald.
Sorry, Dominic, carry on.
Sorry.
John Hamburg.
Yes.
Is his name.
Yes.
He directed this film, Along Came Polly. He's worked with lots of top-name celebs, Robert De Niro, obviously now Jennifer Aniston, Ben Stiller. Yeah. So we had to ask the obvious question, what's your favourite cheese?
Very easy for me to answer. Mm-hmm. Parano.
Really? Is that a cheese?
Yes, it's a cheese.
What sort of cheese is that?
It's a cheese.
Okay,
I don't know.
Is that a soft cheese or...?
It's like a hard cheese. It's almost like in the cheddar Swiss family.
Okay.
But let's do one that everybody's heard.
Okay.
Roquefort.
Yes.
Love it.
Or Roquefort. Did you think you'd be talking about cheese when we did this interview?
Yes. That's the strange thing.
I do want to actually correct him on the...
The strange thing is, though, I thought his first one was a fish.
Hmm.
What did he say? Piranha?
Piranha and then Roachford.
And Roachford, who had that great hit with Cuddly Toy.
And Innocent Eyes,
yeah.
Which I love.
And it was slightly cheesy.
Very easy for me to answer. Mm-hmm. Piranha.
It's not Piranha.
I've never heard of that. Americans have completely
Piranha.
Different cheese names. Okay, so the film itself then, it's called Along Came Polly, a romantic comedy. It's kind of in the same sort of ilk as Meet the Parents,
right.
That sort of thing. It's very, very good. Jennifer Aniston plays Polly. In the film, she has a blind pet ferret,
yeah.
Which you think is sort of innocent enough. It's
hilarious.
Quite comedy because the ferret sort of knocks into
There's
walls.
Nothing funnier than blind animals.
In this case, it's a ferret, and we're obviously not saying that blind animals are funny.
No.
In America, bear in mind, in America at the moment, Janet Jackson's boob and everything like that, the massive sort of hoo-ha that was caused by that, I don't know what that word was there. There's loads of animal rights...
What's that got to do with ferrets?
I'm just getting to it now. Because basically America is very politically correct at the moment, there's been loads of animal rights activists in the States who don't think getting a blind ferret was such a great idea that we're giving them a bit of a hard time. This is what Ben says about it.
For some reason, the ferret owners, I guess they're very defensive because there's a lot of anti-ferret stuff happening in the States. There's like anti-ferret legislation or something.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, but like people in California can't own a ferret as a pet, so they got upset because I made a joke about, you know, ferrets being not
nice, and then they said, no, we've done so much to improve the ferret image in America.
Oh, and then you ruined all their work.
And I put it back, you know, 10 years. And
that's crazy stuff.
I got an email that I ruined this ferret's career.
The ferret in the movie?
Yes. And then, ooh, I had to guarantee that I would give it a job.
Who said the ferret in the movie? No, you know, the ferret stand-in.
So, the film is out on Friday.
What do you do for a living? I'm the body double for the main ferret.
That's right. There's some very nice ferret scenes. There's one hilarious scene in the film. It's right at the beginning as well. Ben Stiller plays a character called Rubens, and he's just got married. Him and his new wife have just arrived in the Caribbean on honeymoon. While they're on the beach, they're confronted by a naked French scuba diving instructor called Claude.
Right.
Who has the worst French accent you have ever heard in your entire life.
Right.
He walks over to them, starts chatting. He ends up getting off with Ruben's new wife on the first night of their honeymoon.
Nice.
This actually happened to the director, John Hamburg, as well, apparently, although it didn't go as far as him getting off with her, but he was approached by a naked French scuba diving instructor, too. The scene in the actual film lasts for about 30 seconds, but Ben says it took hours to film because they kept laughing.
Apparently, the French are as upset as the ferret people are about the ferret. Yes. The French people are upset about the French accent.
Good.
Yeah, Hank, they were defended.
I had a scene where he's taking my newlywed wife out on the boat, and he ends up, taking her too, right? And he says to me, look to me, he goes, Luban. He calls me Luban. My name is Ruben in the movie. He calls me Luban. Look to me in my eyeball. So he kept on saying, look to me in my eyeball, and every time he said that, I would crack up.
Oh, God.
And I'm so happy that the minute he said, look to me in my eyeball, and I didn't laugh, I like turned around to the camera and went, woo! And just ruined the thing.
Ruined it.
I think you had to be there. I really do.
I think when the film is out and you see that film, you'll think, I remember hearing that on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and it really was hilarious.
Do you know, now that you've said that, that's the only thing. Everyone's sitting in their cars or whatever, going to work, going, who cares about the eye with it? And then everybody will go, this the bit.
Yeah.
This the bit.
I still don't understand the ferret and Janet Jackson boob link.
Okay, simply making the point, Dave.
Don't explain it.
Political correctness. Okay. That's all I was saying there.
Did you get a photo of you and Jen and Ben?
No pictures allowed.
Really?
Yeah, no pictures allowed.
Was that from your people?
Yeah, that's from my... I have picture approval, obviously.
They were dying to get a photo, and you were like, listen, no, I'm here to do the interview. I ain't here to whore myself around.
I'm a professional,
for
Jen.
For photos.
We really wanted to get a photo, but they wouldn't let us, apparently. But that's fine. They'd had a busy day. They'd flown in from Rome, and they were flying out to America tomorrow.
Sure.
Anyway, so that was the film. Yeah. We obviously didn't want to just talk about the film. Jennifer didn't want to talk about Friends at all.
Didn't she?
No, strangely. So we didn't talk about that.
Well, why not?
It's odd because she's in it.
I know, exactly. Yeah. They were very keen just to plug this film. Mm. That's Along Came Polly, Radio 1's Movie of the Month. Mm. So we were just left with the inevitable cheese question.
Brilliant.
I was like, wow, garlic and herb sort of...
Garlic and herb? She's from Bolton. Garlic and herb?
I was like, wow, garlic and herb sort of... Harvati's always good.
Okay, we haven't had that one yet.
Yeah?
Sounds good, yeah. What about yourself? Any particular cheese?
I like a nice sort of pecorino.
Ooh, pecorino. That's like one cup of cream away from a salt shaker.
Hello?
Yeah, that's right. I like that. I like salt.
Salt is good.
Yeah, it's lovely. And
it's good for your listeners to know.
It is good, and they'll embrace that.
I think I can be greeted with salt licks.
Exactly. Yes.
I've never heard of it.
He's having a laugh with you. Pecorino.
No, Adrian's nodding. It's a cheese. Next door.
I think my favourite cheese has to be flaglolo, which is really nice. It's a Swedish cheese. What's that? Flaglolo. It's very nice. I have it when I'm drinking hulani, which is a Norwegian wine.
They did film the film, although we haven't used that clip, in Hawaii, a place called something like Ohahanaha, or something like that. The director kept saying over and over again, I just thought he was joking. And that's the actual name of the place, Ohahanaha. Or something like that.
Well, once again, you've done another great interview with two of Hollywood's biggest stars.
And to be fair, they
were... And John Hamburger.
Yeah, John Hamburg, without the burger. They were really, really nice, very relaxed and very lovely.
Right.
And the film is good.
Is she fit in real life?
She is... you know, you see people and you think, you look really well. You look really, really healthy. Do you know what I mean? She has a kind of glow about it.
She spent hours in makeup and you walk in and go, oh, no, I love you looking well.
She's beautiful, obviously, because she's Jennifer Aniston, but she also looked very beautiful and well.
Right.
She's kind of beautiful and sick.
Yeah.
Should we just move on?
Yeah, I just wanted to say as well, John Hamburg.
Yes.
I've asked him to read the weather, which we can perhaps use at 8 o'clock if you
want. Oh, really? Is he here?
He's a big fan of the weather, generally.
Is he here?
Is he here?
Yeah.
Is he here? What do you mean?
Is he here live to read the weather?
No, he's not. I recorded that yesterday.
So you predicted the weather?
Yes. Well, I've told him roughly what's going to be happening.
Good, OK.
Cover all bases. So he's going to be doing that at 8 o'clock.
So the director of Polly and the Ferrets...
Along Came Polly.
That's right. We'll be reading our weather after 8 o'clock.
That's right. The man who co-wrote the film starring Robert De Niro will be reading our weather.
Good. All that coming up.
New drama on BBC One.
I'm not looking forward to this. Rachel's just gone and spoke to Kevin Keegan from the record company, from Fiddy Scent, and she's just walked in and gone, let me talk to him. And she's now looking at me with a look of, right, you're not going to love this, but how about... Is that what it is?
Yes.
Great, okay. I am not, right, I am not taking Fiddy to the pub tonight with my mum and dad. I'm sorry. You know what happened last time he came out with my mum and dad? He got them drunk, went clubbing. It was just a nightmare, so I don't know if I can do that. Right, tell me off the air in 3 seconds. This is Nelly Furtado's new single.
Orlando, is everything is not it.
I think that's going to take a bit of time to grow on me there. Nelly Furtado, Try, comes out on March the 8th. Lovely. Fiddy is in the building, Mr. Scent. And we'll talk to him in about 10 minutes' time. Darkness on the way, Khalees on the way, Black Eyed Peas coming up. Here's Dom and Jules for News and Sport. It's 1 minute past eight.
New claims about British soldiers beating up Iran. Indy in the South later on too. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now coming up to 5 minutes past eight.
Cheddar?
50 Cent is in the building with his entourage. And there's some big fellas out there.
There are, yeah.
Yeah? Rachel just walked out and went, right! None of you look at me. I know I've got a nice arse. I don't want anyone looking at me. I will knock you all out in seconds. Isn't he, Rach?
No.
Didn't one of them trip you up?
No.
Rachel goes out, she goes out flying down the corridor.
I fell over a foot.
Don't laugh. I'll put you all down. Don't look at me like that. You may look big and tough, but I'll kick you in the nuts and run off. So, Mr. 50 Cent coming up in about 2 records' time.
Yes! When Chris Marles is on the air, he plays more music than you think. From Outkast through to Busted, and Britney through to Blink. The Black Eyed Peas are awesome, they're always on his decks. 50 Cent is on soon, and the Darkness are up next. The Chris Marles Show, National Radio 1.
Khalees and Milkshake.
12 minutes past eight.
It's very, very early.
It is true.
It's like hanging out on Muscle Beach out there with all the big burly fellas. Rachel's loving it. She just said to me, I think they're all scared of me. Yes, she did, you big liar. Right, let's bring him in then. He's live on the show this morning. He is Mr. Fiddy, Mr. 50 Cent. Yeah! Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Good morning.
The banks! Yeah!
Hey, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice and early for you?
Yeah, we right back at it.
Where's Buck?
Buck actually, he had an ear infection.
Double ear infection.
Yeah, double. He had to go back because he didn't, you know, catered to a sickness early, it was kind of bad, so he had to go back.
Isn't it bad to fly with an ear infection?
Yeah. So he had to take medication before he got on the airplane.
He can hang out here for a few days. My mum and dad are coming down to see me in London. If he wants to hang out with us.
Yeah, man, he should have chilled.
We'll look after him.
Can't afford to be sick. You know, I haven't been, I did over 400 shows in the last 365 days. You know, I just, the 6th was my anniversary. My album came out February 6th. So my first year.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're doing very well.
Oh, man, exceptionally well.
Yeah. You got to be happy with that.
Yeah, man.
So let me get this right. 6.5 million copies.
Yeah, that's just in the States, though. I'm almost 10 million.
Yeah, but, that's enough.
Yeah,
that's
great.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's a great start. No?
Strong start.
They say, apparently, that you made $125 million from album and ticket sales in 2003.
Yeah.
Can I have $1 million?
Oh, man.
Because you don't need it, right? Okay. For me, that's like a lot of money, but you don't need it. Give me and Banks $1 million now.
Man, Banks got the money already.
I take another one.
All right. Yeah, you can never have too many millions. Yeah. From what I believe, I don't know. I don't know millions.
Oh man, it feels good. You know, I have the G6, the G Unit collection with Reebok.
Nice.
It's doing great. You know, Reeboks, their stocks went up 37%.
They must have been pleased then also.
Yeah, they're really excited about that too.
What was your first job when you were a kid, when you did kind of... Did you ever have a job when you just kind of got
paid? I actually never had a job before.
So this is your first paid job?
Yeah, legitimately.
So that's not a bad job.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, I sold pantyhose.
Did you?
Yeah, but, you know, I never paid taxes, so I wasn't legitimate.
This must be better than that.
Yeah, this is a lot better.
I know what pantyhose is. You don't have to tell me.
Tights. See him in the chemist.
Translating.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't wear it anymore. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
So we saw you at the Brits. We met you very briefly at the Brits the other night. And well done. You won a Brit.
Yeah, man.
Stuff the Grammys.
I'm a breakthrough artist.
Stuff the Grammys.
Yeah, the Grammys.
They know nothing. What do they know? They know nothing.
Yeah, man. I mean, they gave me the nomination, so it showed me that they was acknowledging me. That's cool, but they jerked me, man. As far as the Urban Essence song, though, I enjoy that record myself, so I can't really be mad about that.
What you got to do is you got to do what we do, which is if we win an award, then we like the awards.
Yeah.
If we don't win, we're not into awards and ceremonies. Yeah. It doesn't mean...
If I don't win, it sucks.
Yeah. And it's not... And it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. But if you win, it's really good.
It really counts. And it means so much to me to have the award.
We're giving you awards. You got 3 mobos.
Yeah, my mobos is right on my shelf. As soon as you walk in the house, you see them. You're going to see I'm going to do MTV Cribs and Lifestyles of them.
You see the mobos when you walk in?
Yeah, as soon as you walk
in. Have you done Cribs?
No, I haven't yet. I'm getting ready to do it because I have interior decorators working on my home right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. I watch that show all the time, the Cribs thing. What makes me laugh is that some of these people have got disgusting houses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen some people... And you look at these houses and you go... You don't even live... You can't live there. They'll have, like, a big dinner table like that. And now, I'm no expert. I don't know, right? I'm looking at Missy Elliott's house. How often does she have dinner parties when she's cooking in the kitchen, bringing out trays of vol-au-vents?
Lasagna and stuff.
I don't know if she does it. And you're looking in and going, I bet it's covered in dust. And she never uses it.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't have big dinner parties at her house.
No, I bet she doesn't. Not sure. Well, she's never invited me.
Yeah, right. I haven't been there either.
Well, if you ever have a dinner party, I expect to be invited.
Yeah. I had to bring you all the way from out here.
Yeah.
London to Connecticut.
You can afford it. You're loads. You got loads of money.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
You could buy me a car today.
I probably could. I could, right?
Yeah, you could.
Hey, yo, I just got the, my clothing situation, moving.
Oh, really?
Your clothing is actually... I'm going to sell out here, too.
Yeah? Do you know what? If you ever get a radio station as well, then we're available.
A radio station?
Yeah. Mm.
I need the number one morning show, so you got to come.
That's right. Yeah. We'll be there. And we want $1 billion.
Between us.
$1 billion?
Yeah, between us.
A piece?
Yeah, not a piece.
Don't be greedy.
We're not greedy. Oh,
yeah. We're gonna call it... Yeah. We're going to call it... BBC, the Billionaire Boys Club...
There you go.
Radio.
Not like that.
Two. No one. Radio 2.
There is no...
I think there might be copyright issues.
There's
right?
A Radio 2 here.
A Radio 2?
There's 5.
Yeah. 5?
Yeah, there's 5. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, man.
And Radio 2 is like 5.
Well, we take it to the States and we don't even have to copyright, right?
Well, there you go. That's all right then.
Exactly.
But Radio 2 over here is for old people.
For old people?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want no...
So you say to someone I work with, I'm working with Fitty on Radio 2, and they'll go, what? I get very confused over here.
Yeah, what's going on?
Man, so listen, when we saw you at the Brits the other day, I said, what kind of stuff do you want for breakfast? We'll get food for you.
And you hooked me up, too.
And we've got it sorted. Now, I don't know if we've got... The hardest thing to find was beef sausages.
Yeah, but it worked out.
But we got beef sausages.
Yeah.
There you see.
It worked out. And the bagels is real good.
Man, anything you want, within reason,
hey,
we can get for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Normally, though, I don't know how they've managed to work it out. When we ask for breakfast, we get told no. When you come in, apparently, yeah, it's not a problem.
So in that respect, you can come in every day.
Yeah.
Because we eat far better when you're here.
Yeah. Or just ring up and say you're going to come in. It doesn't matter if you're not going to come in, but we get the breakfast. We get to eat all your leftovers.
Yeah. I try to make it to every one of my appointments. And on time, too, so...
Especially if you're going to get breakfast.
Yeah.
It's free.
Early in the morning, I got up. They went party last night. I stayed in because I didn't want to, not...
I stayed in last night. You could have come to my house and watched the football.
Oh, you did? You watching football?
Yeah, man. Yeah. England played last night, but they were rubbish.
Probably.
But Ireland played last night, and they were great.
Yeah.
I know, I'm just telling you. All right, well, listen, we're going to play a couple of records. You're going to hang out with us for a bit. Is there anything I can get you now? Are you all right? Are you happy? Everything good?
Oh, man, I'm straight.
Mr. Banks, you okay?
I'm cool. Everything's good.
Mr. Scent, you happy?
Yeah, man. You're chilling.
Well, Zach, what can I call? What do I call you?
You call me Scent. You call me 50.
Scent. I'm going to call him Scent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Banks, what do I call you?
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks.
I hope that sausage was beef.
So,
definitely
really?
Beef.
So, Scent and Mr. Banks.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
Scent, Mr. Banks.
50 Cent.
Please.
And you can call me Sir. And then we're all happy.
Sir.
Sir.
That's right. I'm liking that. And
yes, sir.
You can call him whatever you want.
Dave will do.
Dave.
Dave.
All right, Dave, sir.
Right, 8:21. We are live with Scent and Mr. Banks.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
And back in just a second, this will be the new song for the Black Eyed Peas. Off the Richter. Black Eyed Peas and Hey Mama. Last time you were on Radio 1, Scent.
Yeah.
I think you were in New York with Westwood.
Yeah, we was live from Speed.
Was that a good weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Club in Manhattan.
Yeah, I had to get up and make sure I made it there, too, because it like 10 inches of snow fell the night before.
Nice.
Yeah, so Tim, I had to go ahead and get up early and make it through the snow to get to him.
How long have you known Tim for?
Oh, for a long time. My very first time in London, I met Tim.
Really?
We came out, we was on the Anger Management tour with Eminem, and I met him.
He's a top guy, yeah, Tim Westwood.
Yeah. Funk Flex.
Big dog.
He's a big dog, you know what I mean? So we know him through Flex, ahead of that.
Do you know, the thing about Westwood is, which not many people know... Because of, you know, the different people like different genres of music and all that kind of stuff. Because Radio 1, the station, plays different stuff. It's like Westwood does the rap and Trevor does the R&B and all that. But Westwood was really nice to me when I first came here.
Yeah.
When I first joined Radio 1, he was really nice. And he's always been really
top
good.
Top man he is.
Yeah. We hang out.
We do, with the big dog. We're like kind of little dogs.
Right there,
yeah, we're like the
little
puppies.
Dogs in comparison with him.
We're like the little puppies. He's a big dog. Mm.
Westwood got a presence, you know, in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, he rocks with Flex, and Flex is, like, the biggest in New York.
Well, Tim's, like, 10 feet tall. So, you know, I mean, when we stand next to him, we look like his children.
Mm. He just got some new wheels out there, too. He got a 60, I think it's a 60.
He got more than one.
Five. No, Impala. Yeah. The burgundy one. Flex.
He's into old schools now.
He likes his cars.
Westwood?
Yeah.
He really likes his cars.
Yeah.
He really knows what he's talking about there. But you always know when he's in the building because he's got his big Westwood mobile parked outside.
The truck.
There's nothing like being anonymous when you've got a big truck with Westwood in big letters outside. Yeah. I wonder if Tim's at work today. Westwood! Yeah. All right, well, listen, you're gonna hang out for a bit longer?
Yeah.
All right. I'm enjoying this. We're down with... 50 Cent.
Young
Banks. Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks, sorry.
That's
cool. Mr. Banks to you.
Apologies.
Don't you be dissing him. I'll come around there, I'll pop a cap in your head.
I wouldn't like that.
These American phrases, by the way, we try our best to sound straight and kind of...
That worked.
It doesn't, cool. You know... Hi, me and Dave, we're the big dogs.
No,
it's not the same, no doubt.
You
it's
know?
Not the same, really. But let's play one of your tracks, and then you can take a break. We can go and relax, chill out, have a massage. Rachel is available.
Rachel.
Yeah. She's a trade massage.
Yeah, I need a massage.
A massage.
Yeah, baby.
Don't embarrass me.
Hey, baby.
Seriously. She'll kick all of your guys' asses. She'll take all of them on and win. You don't mess with Rachel. Well, you can if you want to. It might be fun to watch. 8:27. Let's play 50 Cent on Radio 1.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like in the
50 Cent just said he's going to buy me a car for my birthday.
He didn't say that. He said he'd get you a car.
No, he said he's going to buy me a big car. Banks, Mr. Banks said he'll buy me a card. And 50 said he's going to buy me a car.
Sure, he said a car. Yeah, no, he said to Clinton.
He said like a £100,000 red sportsmobile.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No diggity.
No doubt.
Word to your mother.
Get a nice little Mini Cooper. Park alongside Westwood's Juggernaut. You can park it in the back, like Knight Rider. If you say to me, Knight Rider never drove around in a Mini, I'll give you a slap.
I wasn't going to say that. I was trying to think of the name of the guy.
Kit.
No, that was the name of the car.
Sorry.
The name of the guy who was sort of the boss man in charge of the whole thing.
He
was
Devon.
That was it.
Yeah!
I knew it was an English county.
Yeah, baby.
I was going to say Cornwall.
Yeah. Michael, you need to go and see Colchester. I don't know.
That's not counting.
I know! BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat. Mr. Banks and 50 Cent are on back in a second. We'll play two more records. We'll get them back in the studio. First, let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning is more on those... And now for some very special weather.
Hi, I'm John Hamburg, the writer-director of the new movie Along Came Polly, and here is the weather forecast for today. It's going to start out being very cloudy, and then sun is going to break through for about 3 minutes, and then it will be cloudy again for the rest of the year.
Thank you, John. One road
travel. It's the A621 in South Yorkshire. Roadworks both ways between Furnival Street and St Mary's Road. One road travel on Radio 1. And it's now 8:35. Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people 'cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. Mr. Banks and 50 back on in a second. Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
8:35 in the morning. You know, I reckon we're going to get invited to guest rap on the next G-Unit album or something.
I think we'd be good at that.
I think we're getting on very well. Yeah, I'm telling you. We could be part of the crew.
Super fly.
I'd probably just call myself Chris, but whatever you want, Dave. B2K, P. Diddy, bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Ladies and gentlemen, 50 Cent and Mr. Banks are with us this morning. Yeah, get it on,
We in the house, baby.
Yeah, baby. What's happening, baby?
Oh, man.
See, now, because I've heard you when you've been on with Westwood before, and what I've... Because obviously me and Westwood are different.
Yeah.
But what Westwood does with his guests, he starts shouting, then the guests start shouting, and then he shouts over them, and they keep shouting, and it sounds great, but it doesn't work with me.
We don't have the...
Hey!
Whoa! Right.
Hello!
Yeah!
How are you?
Oh, it's going down, baby.
Oh, yeah, it's wicked.
Radio 1, now we're good.
Brilliant! It's just, do you know what I mean? It's not the side car.
It makes us sound small time and amateurish.
We almost got it.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's you're fine, it's me. Are you enjoying yourself, Mr. Banks?
I'm chilling. I'm better than ever.
Yeah, good.
Better than home.
Yeah. When are you guys leaving the UK?
We're going to be out here for a while. Like, another week, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You in London for another week? You're here?
To Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Now, listen, my mum and dad are coming down. Right. Uh-huh. My mum and dad, right? No, don't laugh. My mum has met everybody. Yeah. And everybody's met my mum.
Uh-huh.
She's cool, my mum. And my dad doesn't... Mum comes to see me in London a lot. Dad stays and works, right? But he's coming down as well.
You say your mum works your dad?
No, my mum...
your mum put your dad to work?
Well, yeah, I mean, he works.
Okay.
And she just kind of...
Chills.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She's a, you know... She's a
P.I.M.P.
She's a good, something like that.
Your dad's a postman, isn't he? Not a pimp.
Yeah, he's a
P.O.S.T.M.A.N.
Post?
Postman.
He works for the mail service. He works for the Royal Mail. So he's out delivering, she's out chilling.
Chill.
So anyway, if you want, you can come and hang out with me and my mum and dad.
All right.
But, you know, don't try and keep up with her drinking. Because she's crazy.
She put me under the table.
I'm telling you. She's a devil woman.
Mm.
Morning, Mum and Dad, if you're listening. And she's from Ireland as well.
Good morning, Mum.
Oh. No, I swear, she'll say to me, she'll go, who was that lovely fella that said hello to me? Was it 50 Banks? I said, Mr. Banks and 50 Cent, they're lovely. Do I have their album? No, you don't. Would you buy it for me? Okay. I should do that today. I should buy them the album.
Mm.
And then next time you come in, Mum will be, like, singing in the club and all that.
Yeah. Go, Shorty. It's your birthday.
Go, Shorty. It's your birthday. Go to party like it's your birthday. It's like a little gorgeous woman she is. Anyway. Right, what else am I going to talk to you about? Here's something I heard. Because you've got... Now, I've never got this. You're a big guy, right? And Mr. Banks, you know, you're fairly big. But you've got these big guys with you.
Uh-huh.
Minders, right?
Yeah.
Now, I often think, and this is a dangerous thing to say, but I often think that the artist is tougher than the minder.
Yeah.
So, and you have these minders that go with you everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I don't think you need them.
They're necessary for some things. Like when the kids come running up and it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know.
You just run away.
Yeah, but then I'm going to just be running.
It's like crowd control, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But if you want, because obviously some people are intimidated by the big size.
Yeah.
Now that you're here for a few more days, Dave and I are available.
Oh, you're
going to
work?
We're a bit more approachable, I think.
Yeah, you're going to hold me down. Yeah.
Well, and because we're British, we have that, I'm terribly sorry, but Mr. Banks and Mr. Cent aren't doing autographs at the moment. If you wouldn't mind just to... It's off. That would be lovely.
Sling your foot.
I'm terribly sorry. If you don't move, I'll bust your head.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. I like that. Also, as well, I mean, basically, what we're doing here is we're selling ourselves.
We're pitching for work, essentially.
Yeah. We're also available... to work with either yourself solo or with G Unit.
Mm-hmm.
Dave and I, we have some killer lyrics.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dave is one of the greatest white rappers in the UK. He goes under his pseudonym.
Chuck Ice.
Chuck Ice?
Chuck Ice.
Yeah.
Chuck Ice.
Do you like that?
Chuck Ice Cold.
Like yeah. Chuck Ice, like a chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Chuck Ice.
Andre said that. Andre 3000.
What's colder than that?
What's colder than cold?
Ice cold.
Cold. Ice cold.
Hey, yeah.
Chuck ice cold.
Chuck ice.
All right. Listen, ladies.
We could be your UK representatives from the G Unit crew.
Yeah. Well, G Unit UK.
Yeah.
Are you liking that? And we're very cheap. We'd only want $1 million a year.
$1 million a year.
That'd be a straight buyout, though.
No
kind of.
A split. That's a split, right?
Yeah.
Now, every time I mention money, Mr. Banks goes, $1 million. I don't know if we can stretch to $1 million. Maybe $500,000.
But we started $1 million with the idea to then barter down to about 800,000.
About 800,000?
Yeah.
We can go ahead and work it out, right? Mm.
I mean, he can dress us in all the clothing.
Yeah, as long as you promise every time you do the morning show not to play nothing but 50 Cent.
Right.
Got you.
And we might have to play a few other tracks.
Yeah, yeah. The other stuff that we put out.
Yeah.
We can work on the finer details.
We might have to play G Unit as well as 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe Eminem.
Yeah, a little bit of M.
And maybe Duran Duran.
Yeah, M is actually working on his new album right now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's out in Detroit. I left him. I heard some of the records that he played for his album. It's exciting, man. He alters my direction. Sometime I played him some of my new stuff, so he's going to get a little more crazier with the stuff he got.
That's good.
When's his stuff due out, do you think?
Well, he'll be coming behind me. I'm coming in July.
Mm-hmm. So end of the year for new Eminem stuff?
Yeah.
See, now, he hasn't called us.
He's busy in the studio.
Yeah, he's working.
He could have called us and said, yo, come on my album. I can't do the voice.
You know what's crazy is M, when he does works on his album, he doesn't listen to anything outside of what he's actually recording himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
So he's not influenced by anything else?
Yeah, because subconsciously you steal, you know, melodies and little things.
Do you guys still buy CDs? You still go to the record store and buy CDs?
Buy CDs. I buy my own CD, too. When it first comes, the first week I go buy it.
Yeah? Yeah, you've got to buy your own CD.
I
gotta
buy two CDs.
Yeah. Did you get recognized in the store buying your own CD?
Yeah. That's they look nice. At me and go, you're gonna buy this?
but you've gotta buy it, right?
Yep, I gotta support myself.
Yeah. I buy
a copy for my cars.
How many cars have you got?
I got six cars.
Six cars. Mr. Yeah. Banks?
I got his cars.
He buys my cars.
I've got one car.
Yeah. Buy you one.
It's nice. It's a little small two-seater.
Yeah.
I like it. It fits me perfectly.
I got a old school 65 Impala.
Yeah?
Yeah,
that's
great.
A proper big car, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What have you got, Dave?
I have a VW Golf.
Yeah,
the sports version.
Yeah,
chicks dig it.
That's old school.
Old school, but I did before that. I had an old car called a Ford Capri.
Yeah,
which I don't think you have in America, but they're classic retro vehicles.
And the Cortina.
Cortina too.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy any of our cars, they're $1 million each.
I wish I could take one of those cars.
That's your favorite number, huh?
Well, you know, see, Mr. Banks, you got to realize, Fitty, Cent.
Yeah.
He's worth so much money
that
he doesn't need it. And he can give it to me. And then I can be rich. You see, you know, if I ask him enough, he might go, here's $1 million just to shut you up. You know, and then I'm a millionaire.
Ah, oh, man, you got to ask a lot of time, man.
I'm about to ask a million times.
Yeah. Hey, but from what you've seen already, I could absolutely do it.
Do it.
100.
Give me $1 million. Give me $1 million. Give me $1 million. Give me $1 million.
I'd back off this now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, proceed with caution.
All right.
I'm working on this project with Terry Winters. It's for, like, a film based on my life story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's exciting. Terry actually wrote The Sopranos.
I love The Sopranos.
Yeah, I love that. You know, he's a really talented writer. I'm excited about working with him. I just got the first rough draft, so, you know, that's what I was doing outside of the...
I can play you.
...performance for the Brits. You know what? We look like twins.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger in the film Twins.
Slightly less alike.
Well, yeah, granted. But, yeah, we could be in it. And so, looking back at your life, did you ever bump into two white English guys at any point? Because if you did, we could play those parts.
Two guys, sort of mid-20s, you know, good-looking, major, major players in the British music industry.
Major players.
This is, like, imagine the film about 50 Cent. I walked in and I saw Chris and Dave. Hello! So I left them alone. That's all we need, just that little bit in it, and then we can fly around the world, go to the premiere of the movie, and then we can have six cars.
We'll be in jacuzzis with chicks and stuff.
That's right, yeah. Well, you're married.
Well, obviously, yeah, but I mean, you know, my entourage could do that.
Yeah, they would look after the women for
you.
All right.
He forgot he was married.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't forget at all.
For a second, he forgot. Yeah.
Good morning, darling, if you're listening.
she'll seriously kick your ass. Oh, man. Listen, I'm glad you two came in this morning. Give my best wishes to Mr. Buck.
Yeah.
To Uncle Buck.
Uncle
and his
Buck.
Ear infection.
Yeah, man.
And I'm serious. While you're here hanging out in the UK, right, if you ever want to get away from everybody, you give me a ring. Or go to the pub.
The pub.
Yeah. Because you don't really have pubs in America. You've got bars and stuff.
Yeah,
we'll take you to the pub. Mum and Dad will come out. We'll have a few pints. No bottles. Proper pints of lager. Or bitter, if you want.
Mild.
And we'll watch the TV.
Yeah.
The telly. And we'll have a few scoops, a few beers, and it'll be all good. And it'll be fine. And no one will know.
No one will know we're hanging.
That'll be our secret.
All right.
So you bear that in mind, Mr. Banks.
Definitely.
I think Mr. Banks is going,
I'm ready.
A good idea.
Mm. Yeah, let's go.
Not now, because I'm on till 10. And the pubs don't open until 11. It's rubbish. But anyway, listen, enjoy your time while you're over here. Good luck with everything. I expect for my birthday a nice pair of trainers.
Yeah, maybe send you some G-Unit sneakers.
Yeah.
From Reebok.
Yeah. I'm size 9.5.
8.5 for me.
No, it's not talking to you, it's talking to me. It's not your birthday, it's my birthday. Gonna party like it's my birthday. It's not your birthday. Birthday's not until like
April 24th.
Don't tell him that. You're just trying to get free sneakers.
24th, mate.
That's American for trainers.
I know.
So I know what I'm talking about. So good luck with everything. Enjoy your time. And I've had fun with you guys this morning. I think you've been good.
Oh, man, it's cool.
Anytime. So that's Car, Million, Movie Role.
Yeah.
Being on the next album.
Mm-hmm.
G-Unit UK.
Yeah.
Trainers. And if you and the clothing line, if you want me to promote that as well, not a problem.
Like a walking billboard, literally.
Yeah. We're here for you. Shut up. We're here for you guys. That's what we're here for, you. Do you like that?
Lovely.
Do you think they're convinced?
Yeah.
I think they need a bit more time.
Yeah, okay, I think so too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Banks of 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Thank you. In the place, 8:54. Do you think I was too pushy?
I don't know. I mean, you did ask a couple of times for the £1 million, didn't you?
Dominic says it's all right, yeah.
I think they respected us enormously.
I think so. He just said, and I just shouldn't really say this on the air, but Fiddy sent 50 Cent, and Mr. Banks just said, you know what, we enjoyed that interview way more than Scott Mills.
So there you go. Mm. That's praise indeed.
That was fun. I like that.
G-Unit UK, I think we're now going to be marketed as.
I thought that was very quick thinking by me.
I think that is good.
Because G-Unit UK, unlike most of our ideas, doesn't sound rubbish.
No.
And we just had our photo taken with them as well.
That'll be a publicity shot.
I am telling you. That'll be part of history.
That'll be like Chalk Ice the early years.
Yeah, that'll be in our movie.
Yeah.
It could be in our movie.
Oh, working with the big...
I love my job. It's the greatest job in the world. Right. CD Slink, how did you get to this morning? CD Slink from yesterday. CD Slink. Giraffe the reflex.
Reflex is a term referring to an angle that is greater than 180 degrees. 180 degrees minus 177 degrees is 3 degrees. The 3 degrees were a US three-piece girl group, a bit like Destiny's Child. Destiny's Child were the band that launched Beyoncé. Beyoncé rhymes with fiancé, which is a term for someone you plan to marry, or as opposed to use house-buying terminology, is under offer. An offer needs to be accepted, as does a donor organ in a life-saving transplant operation. Operation Desert Storm took place in the Middle East. East is the opposite of West. West Life are big mates with Ronan Keating. Ronan Keating shares the same surname as Karen Keating. He was actually the daughter of Gloria Honeyford. If you remove the Ford bit of Honeyford, you're left simply with Honey. Honey is made by a bee. B is the first letter of many words in the English language, including bicycle, bisexual, and biscuit. And when you think of the word biscuit in the context of American rock bands who have contributed musically to the soundtrack of a major Hollywood blockbuster starring Tom Cruise, what? You think of Limp Bizkit. And take a look around. I said context.
I know you did.
Context.
So, ironically enough, let's play Limp Bizkit. For you, Dave. Just for you. Yeah, you big dog, baby. Check the tape back, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
It was Consex.
That's reassuring.
Yeah, I can't believe he said that. Only seconds after 50 just left the building.
It's your fault.
I did nothing. What did I do?
You put me off.
No, hell.
I was going great guns.
Seamless Link?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine. Good record, but I'd like something a bit older tomorrow, please.
I'll try my best.
Even though you don't pick the songs, though.
No, I mean, what I mean is...
Where the link goes?
Nobody knows.
All right, lovely. If you just missed the Radio 1, it's 9:05. This is G-Unit UK with MC Chris and...
Chalk Ice.
Chalk Ice Dave, because people might get confused.
That sounds rubbish, doesn't it?
Chalk Ice Dave, just say it.
Chalk Ice Dave.
Do you know what? We should also have echo on our voices like Westwood does.
Okay. Yo, 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 yo.
Yo, yo. Dearly beloved. No, that's too much. Knock it back a bit. How's that?
Yo, 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 yo.
No, Dave. It's yo, yo, not yo, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo. That just sounds ridiculous.
I'm just doing it for a level, just testing the microphones, make us sound street.
Yeah. In the place, all over your face,
With the human... I do sound like I'm in church, don't I? It's just a bit... Knock it back. How's that?
G-Unit UK, y'all.
Word. you say a line, right, and I'll try and make it rhyme, okay? We'll keep going until one of us stops.
G-Unit UK, the dog's in the house.
Yeah, we're the big dogs, not small like a mouse.
We're wild and free and super funky.
I'm like a dog, Dave's like a monkey.
We don't care what any of yous think.
Even though Juliet's breath stinks.
She was out last night, had 5 pints of Stella.
Her hair is done by Weller.
Keep going.
I think that was a strong
start. Keep going. Her top is nice. It's black and white.
She turns up looking nice. She don't give me a fright.
She loves Port Vale. She's a pottery's lass.
She likes her Stella in a pint glass.
This is good. This is good.
This is good, right?
Okay. That's enough about us. On with the show.
We can't stay here all day because... We gotta go!
Yeah,
yo, yo, yo.
Now, that's it. That's gonna prove that G-Unit UK is in the house.
If we speed that up a little bit and put a beat behind it, I think we've got something there. Marketable.
I think you're right, Dave. Hang on. 08700 100 100 if you want to be on Car Park Catchphrase, by the way. Yeah, Car Park Catchphrase. 08700 100 100.
But your fingers do the walking.
And your mouth do the talking.
Count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
My mum sent me a text message. She's being a bit flash on the texting now. Thank you for the mention. Dad and I are listening. Say hello to 50, and then she's put the dollar sign in. So say hello to 50 and Mr. Banks.
Is that a predictive text?
No, she doesn't do the predictive.
Does she not?
No, she doesn't. She started writing it about 7 o'clock.
Oh, really?
So there you go. 50 and my mum, Mr. Banks and Dad.
Can't believe he suggested that your dad was a PIMP.
Well, what can I tell you? I was ready to bust his ass, but I thought he was only joking, so I let him off. Do you know what I mean? My dad will give him a punch in his kneecap.
Is he only short?
What?
Dad's not that short.
50's not that big, though, is he?
He's not. I mean, you know, compared to us, he doesn't exactly tower over us.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you wouldn't kick him in the nuts and do a runner.
No.
Oh, we never played that game.
What, Nutcracker?
Yeah, I had a great game. I wanted to suggest 50 play a game with Comedy Dave called Kick Him in the Nuts.
I wanted to go first, though.
No, I wanted him to go first. So he kicks you as hard as he can in your nuts, and then you have a go. I think that would have been really funny.
I don't think that would have made great radio.
Another feature we wanted to do was, can Fiddy push Dominic over? And Dominic stands there, and 50 just has to push him over. And maybe Mr. Banks gets down on his hands and knees behind Dominic, so he would tumble more. Yes, Dominic?
I'm not a massive fan of that idea.
How about 50 Cent kicks you in the nuts?
Again, not a massive fan.
Right.
What was wrong with Satsuma juggling?
What about all pile on with all of 50 security people?
All 13,000 of them.
Yeah, and they all jump on top of you until you start laughing and go, all right, guys, that's enough.
Yeah. No.
Not really?
No.
Okay, well, you know. That's why we didn't do it.
There are two fresh Satsuma here in the studio.
That's something else that Dave wanted
Satsuma
to do.
Satsuma juggling.
Yeah.
Dave wanted to do, yeah, it's all well and good being worth $120 million, but can you juggle two Satsuma?
Yeah, a Satsuma.
Is the plural of Satsuma Satsuma, or is it Satsumas?
Who cares?
One Satsuma, two Satsumai.
Three.
Cheddar?
You see,
yeah,
that's what it is. Oh. We haven't played that this morning.
You should have played in that.
Should have played it to Fiddy.
Fiddy and...
And Mr. Banks.
Zibby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta see... I like Dominic's Jeff Man, Woman Man. I like that song.
Man, Pet Man.
We want to do a version of it. G-Unit style.
Geordie Unit.
Isn't that right, Mr. Banks?
Right. Chillin'.
Yeah.
They might be listening in the car now.
Probably are.
If he is, just explain to Mr. Cent and Mr. Banks the idea behind your musical number.
Good morning, Mr. Cent and Mr. Banks.
Yeah.
First off. Basically, this is all came out of our trip to Newcastle.
No, just the short version.
Okay. Jeff man, Pete man, Chris man, Dave man.
Shall I just play it?
Yeah, go on.
Because you can't do it live.
I have to dance as well, and it hurts.
Mr. Send and Mr. Banks, if you'd like this as a bonus track on any of the CDs, feel free to ask us.
Oh, Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Reg man, Alan man, Jules Pet man, Ant man, Deck Pet Y man, Deck man, Ant Pet man. Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Rage man, Alan man, Jules Pet man, and a Jeffy man, and an Antidot man, and a Pet, and a man, and a Jeff man.
I know you're thinking, Mr. Send and Mr. Banks, yeah, but it doesn't have a beat behind it. Well, don't worry, you can always remix it.
The way I look at it, right, as long as you've got the bed sorted, you can take sandwiches with you. With love filling.
Blimey, I wouldn't want your sandwiches.
Dominic never giggles, he's a serious newsman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Rich man, Alan man, Jules Pet man, Ant man, Deck Pet Y man, Deck man, Ant Pet man.
Come on!
Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Rich man, Alan man, Jules Pet man. Man, Rage Man, Alan Man, Jules Pet Man, Ant Man, Deck Pet Y Man, Deck Man, Ant Pet Man.
Come on!
Dave Man, Chris Man, Rage Man, Alan Man, Jules Pet Man.
I don't know what to do.
You're in a quarry?
Quandary.
Rachel hates her laugh.
But it does sound like the end of Biker Grove,
oh,
doesn't
biker,
it?
Biker, 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 Grove!
I reckon he's feeling that.
Yeah. That was just for you, Mr. Send and Mr. Banks. By the way, lots of people on the text messages asking, I can't believe you didn't ask him what his favourite cheese was. But we did, at the Brits. And he said, and I swear this is the truth, what's your favourite cheese? He went, American cheese. Answer. Who's going to argue with him?
To every broken heart in here.
Lost Prophets, Last Train Home. 9:24, morning. Have we got enough callers for Car Park Catchphrase, or do we need some more? You all right? Yeah, there you go. Alan's filling says everything's fine.
Laura, her name is.
Not today.
No.
Today's Alan's biatch. Because when Alad's away, he has people stand in for him. And Alad's woman has got to do two jobs today. Because of Alad. Because Alad's lying in bed, smoking cigars, watching Trisha, pretending he's ill. Laura's got to do two shows today.
Answer the phones and make tea.
No, but she's also got to work with Scott Mills.
Oh, has she?
Hence the two shows.
Oh, I'm with you. Two jobs, I think.
And working with Scott Mills is a nightmare.
He's so demanding.
He's so up himself.
Mm.
He really... He's changed so much.
He's one of the most difficult presenters in the building.
The other day, texting Rachel,
I'm on at 1 o'clock, not Mark and Lard. Mention my name, I'm Scott Mills.
Andy was talking about me the other day.
He said something about you having a weird dream about you.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a man? He needs help. Speaking of weird dreams, I had a weird... I woke myself up last night. I've waited purposely for Fiddy and Banksy to leave before I tell the story. It's not the hardest thing I've ever done, but I'm in bed last night and I had a very, very, very bizarre dream. You know when it's like loads of different dreams in one and there's no rhyme or reason to it at all? And we're out somewhere and don't ask me how it gets to this point, but there's me and a couple of other people and there's a crocodile, right, in like a... Like a sewer tube or something. Do you know? Not a sewer. I mean, that's...
A sewer?
Well, you know, like the tubes and things that go into whatever. I don't, it's not a tube, but
drain,
you know, something like that. But like a big one. What are you saying?
Scott had a dream about me being fed to crocodiles.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is. Maybe that's it.
Oh, didn't he? Yeah, didn't he say that he chopped you up into little pieces first and then fed you to the crocodiles?
I didn't hear that bit, Dave.
Been chopping for hours. So anyway, so I'm having this dream last night, and someone goes, "Don't let the crocodile out! Don't let the crocodile out!" And I've gone, Mr. Tough.
Hmm.
I'll let the crocodile out. What's it going to do? They let it out, and it starts running for me. I run across the road. I've gone from some kind of swamp area to like a high street, right? And I see there's a house opposite, and the crocodile's snapping at my heels. So I try and jump out the way. Okay?
Mm.
So I jump out of the way and I whack it with something, but all I've got is a jumper. So I try and whack the crocodile over the head with a jumper, right? I'm holding the sleeve.
Yeah.
And I whack it like that and it misses and it leaps at me and opens its mouth. At which point, I swear, this is so embarrassing, but I'll be honest, I wake myself up by making the noise, like that. My girlfriend, in the next room, obviously, turns around and goes through the shouts through the door. What? You all right? You all right? And I've gone, yeah. And she's gone, what? And I'm like, don't worry about it. How do I explain to my girlfriend? No, sorry, I just had a dream that a crocodile was about to bite me. And you made that noise? 20 past two this morning. How embarrassing is that?
You could have used a jumper to tie its jaws together.
It was running at day. Did I not just explain? Right, here, look.
Yeah.
I'm like this. Oh! Crocodile's like this.
Yeah.
Like that. So I've jumped up. It's as clear as anything in the street. Yeah. And I've jumped up, grabbed a jumper. Where? Yeah. I don't even wear jumpers. And I've gone, whoa! And then I've jumped in the air as he's gone,
I think you did the right thing, though, by heading from the swamp to the high street, because I think crocodiles are sort of scared of cars and buses.
Honestly, he was scurrying across that road.
That's what I would have done. I would have headed for busy traffic.
Seriously, it was like Frogger, but like Crocker.
Yeah, Crocker.
Like a crocodile, but Frogger. Frogger was a frog.
Crocker was a crocodile.
Yeah. You're with me, aren't you?
Yeah.
Shall I move on?
Please.
Right.
This weekend on the BBC, the Six Nations. England versus Scotland.
Wilkins it out to Robertson. Robertson for the corner.
Already a one. Will's awful remix of a great record.
Apparently, on the text, if you're getting chased by a crocodile, if you run in a zigzag, they can't get you because they're not that manoeuvrable.
I'll bear that in mind. Next time I'm dreaming about being chased by a crocodile with a jumper in my hand, I'll try and do the zigzag technique.
Or hide up a tree, that's what I'd do.
There weren't any trees there, it was an ice tree.
Lamppost.
What?
Lamppost.
I can't climb lamppost. Not quickly, anyway.
Yeah.
And there was a fence I was trying to jump on top of, but it didn't happen.
Or shelter.
And the noise I made once again was... I actually woke myself up. I heard myself say it. What the hell am I doing? I'd never make it in the army, would I?
I don't think so. They don't fight crocodiles in the army, do they? There are different people for that.
Was I thinking of Marines?
Yeah.
Sugar Babes, the Stereophonics coming up. Here's some news for sport. Dom and Chills, it's 9:31.
Dwayne Chambers fights for his future.
And
it's now exactly 9:35.
Let's get fit and get dancing.
The puffin noise has disappeared off our jingle screen.
I loved that one.
See, you don't need it when I'm around. Oh, that is almost perfect impression of a puffin.
It's a little bit on the end that you need.
Yeah.
Cheddar?
Yes, please.
50 cents left his Coke can here. Shall we sell it?
Oh, no. What you do with that is you put it... Dope. Did he have two or one?
Mr. Banks, Mr. 50
Don't get the two mixed up. Make sure you know what you've moved them now. Now which
50
is which?
Was here, wasn't he? 50's here.
Because right, Freddie was there.
They can go on our celebrity can wall. This is Banks's.
We have a glass case at Radio 1 full of beautiful merchandise by lots of people. You won't believe how rubbish it is. Chewing gum as once looked at by Dave Grohl. You know,
a picture that may have appeared in a magazine that also had a picture of Justin Timberlake in. It's rubbish. We can put those tins in there.
But these are actual ones that they've actually drank from, though.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Mate, get logged onto eBay now and watch that money start flooding in.
You watch them in the jungle where Carrie was the queen. We all love watching Jordan if you know just what we mean. We're backing Peter Andre. His single is real poppy. It's in the shops from Monday, so get yourselves a copy.
9:36.
The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
The dogs, we've found it. There you go. That's the sound of a real puffin. Where did we get that from? Where did it start off from, that gag?
Somebody sent it to us because we were talking about the fact that when we did Annoy the Dog, one of the dogs sounded like,
I'm bored now, let's move on.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. That was so weak.
Yeah, but
applause.
Yeah, but we've got less staff in the hand clapping department.
So weak.
It's only really me.
I'm just doing it.
Yeah, but you're off mic.
You're a girl. You don't count.
I think that's very sexist of you, Dave. Roy is here. Roy and 50 Cent, we're getting on very well, you two.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. You ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Let's meet our contestants!
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
All right, Chris, it's Mar from Belfast.
Hey! Why the big pause?
Because I didn't know if I was class number one or two.
Were you not told? Hang on a sec, Rachel. What are you saying, Rachel?
I practiced it with him, and when he says an online one, it's contestant number one.
Oh, but I forgot.
You forgot.
So take that back.
So how long ago did you tell him that, Rachel?
Oh, about 3 minutes ago.
3 minutes ago, and you forgot, Marv.
I'm a bulldozer driver. I have no brains.
Are you? Do you support the Northern Ireland football team?
I wouldn't really follow football that much, Chris, no.
Great. Yes. What do you do, Marv?
I drive a bulldozer.
He drives a bulldozer?
Yeah.
Are you in the are you in the bulldozer now?
Yeah, I'm sitting in it.
Lovely. Whereabouts are you parked?
In a car park up the Limestone Road, but a car park hasn't been named yet because I'm building it.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Is there much traffic around? Can people see you?
No, not really. It's a bit of wide open space. There's a wee digger driver sitting about just...
All right, fair enough then.
You know?
Let's hear your horn then.
Yeah.
That's a
really weak,
for
isn't
a bulldozer.
It?
I thought it'd be
scrap.
I thought it'd be a bit meatier.
Yeah, so die, but you're a heap of scrap.
What can you do?
When we thought of car park catchphrase, never did we think that we'd have a contestant who actually made car parks.
Yeah. In fact, Marv, you're the first ever car park maker on the show.
Oh, good. I go around making the most I do.
I'm telling you. That's the way you tell them. All right. Hang on there, Marv. It's time to meet contestant number two.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello, I'm Emily from Stockport.
Hey! What a beautiful part of the world Stockport is.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful. And it's the birthplace of many famous people.
David Dickinson.
Really?
Hmm.
Okay, great.
So there you go.
Actually, I'm not sure whether he's born there. He's brought up there, certainly.
So you're not even 100% sure on that, are you?
No.
No, nice one. What do you do, Emily?
I'm a mum.
Oh.
I know, it's great.
Which is one of the hardest jobs in the world.
It is the hardest job ever in the world.
How many beautiful children do you have?
I have two.
Two?
Yes.
A boy and a girl?
I do, yes.
That'll be one of them.
That'll be one of them. That'll be Lenny.
Hello, Lenny.
We're feeding him chocolate buttons to keep him quiet.
That's what we do with Rachel. How old is Lenny?
Lenny's one.
Ah. Oh. And your daughter is?
She's five.
What's her name?
Lucy.
Lucy, would it? Is she with you as well?
She is with me now.
Hello, Lucy.
Shout hello, Luce.
Hello!
Hello! And what's your boy's name again?
Lenny.
Like Lenny Henry.
Like Lenny Henry, yeah.
Or Lenny Bennett for our older viewers.
Really? Lenny Kravitz?
I'll shut up now. Is Lucy a big fan of... Is Lucy a big fan of ours?
A huge fan of yours, Chris's, obviously.
Excellent.
She's got wonderful taste.
Well, you can't blame the girl, can you?
Absolutely not, no.
If she's anything like her mother, she'll be a cracker.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Yeah, and you know why you like to pull crackers. So, what car are you in?
An Octavia VRS.
What's one of them?
Skoda, isn't it?
It is, a very posh Skoda.
Mm, oh, very nice. Where are you parked?
Outside the Trafford Centre, waiting for it to open.
So is it open 10?
Yes.
You were there nice and early.
I was here at 9 o'clock. I was here very early.
That was a bit stupid. It doesn't open till 10.
Well, I know. I didn't know it didn't open till 10.
You got a good space.
I've got a cracking space right by Selfridges.
Mm. Oh, lovely. Very nice. I'm telling you. And are you buying something for yourself or for Lucy and Lenny?
For myself. I'm going out on Friday and I have nothing to wear.
I think that's terrible. You're not going to buy Lucy and Lenny anything. The girl,
I might get them a little something.
Oh, I think you should. Yeah, God, Lenny's off, isn't he?
Yes.
Thank you.
See? My wonderful mummy, she's all excited now.
Who's that?
Lucy, she's all excited.
Why?
Because I said I might buy her something.
Ask Lucy what she'd like you to buy for her.
What would you like me to buy for you, Lucy?
You know a headband? Those circly ones.
A circly headband.
Can I talk to her?
Yeah, hang on. Say hello to Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Lucy. Lucy?
Hello.
Hello. Tell your mum that you want her to buy you a nice headband.
I want you to buy me a nice headband.
Not a problem. I'll buy you a nice headband.
Oh,
surprises.
Oh. Thank you, Lucy.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah. She just said to me she wants 20 Marlboro Lights.
Absolutely nowhere.
All right, okay. Right, let's see your horn, Emily.
Oh, there's a family right next to me. They're going to get really frightened when I beat my horn.
All right, okay. Warn them if you want to.
Okay, I'm just about to beat my horn because I'm on the radio. She's not listening.
Right, fine. Story of our life.
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Aha, nice. Marv, let's see yours again. Lovely, right, let's play.
Horns at the ready.
Finger steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase. All right, so no pressure, Marv, but if the mother of two beautiful children don't win, the whole nation will hate you.
I know, well, good.
Good. All right, best of three, here we go. I see Mr. Fish is spending the day with a clairvoyant who specialises in identifying paranormal activity and evil spirits. They're in a very scary-looking house to see if they can identify any evil... Yes,
Marv.
Yes, Marv?
See no evil, hear no evil.
You're right!
Right!
Okay, well done. Come on there, Mum.
Sorry.
Right, one to you, Marv, none to Emily. Marv, if you get the next one right, you're winner, and the whole nation will hate you because really they want the cute Emily Mum to win.
Thank you, Chris.
No worries. All right, here we go.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Okay, the Fish family is spending the day at Bird World with a top ornithologist. He's explaining to them the habitual behaviour of many of the different types of birds. Mr. Fish is asking him which birds generally flock together. Apparently... Come on, Emily. Shut up, you.
Come on, Emily.
Come on, Emily.
I got them all yesterday when you had really thick contestants.
I'm going to help you out here.
Go on, then.
Apparently, birds of a feather flock together. Yes, Emily?
Birds of a feather flock together!
Yay! Yay! I'm sorry about that, Marv. You should have been a bit quicker.
I know.
All right, right. It's one apiece. Who will be the winner of today's car park catchphrase?
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Good luck. Mrs. Fish is washing all her bedding even though it's a very windy day, and she's really drunk. She's hanging up one sheet, and now she's hanging... Emily?
Three sheets to the wind.
Three sheets to the wind!
You're a winner.
Marv, I'm very sorry.
No worries, Chris.
But don't worry, you won't go home empty-handed.
Good.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Emily, well done.
Thank you.
Does Lucy know you won?
She does. She's really excited.
Hooray.
All right.
Hooray.
That headband's as good as hers now. Yeah.
Absolutely. I might even get a two.
Oh, but...
only wear one at a time, can't she?
What about Lenny?
Oh, he's just happy with his chocolate buttons.
Right. Same as Rachel.
Yeah.
Emily, have a lovely day.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye to Lucy and bye to Lenny.
Oh, shout bye, Lou.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Oh,
that's the trail right there.
Mm. Warm and friendly, nice to children.
Makes me look as though I really like kids and all that. You know, them little screamy things. See, it makes me look warm and friendly.
Mm.
Even though personally I can't stand them, they all sound really noisy and eat too much food and get sick on the carpet. What was that, 2 hours?
9:53.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed for playing. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. This is Radio.
Ultra Beat and Pretty Green Eyes from Radio 1. The one thing we haven't done today is find out the results of Rachel's Wednesday's Weight Watchers weigh-in.
And with a time of 9:57 in the morning, just before Namon, or Nemone as we like to call her, it's time for results of Rachel's weekly Wednesday Weight Watchers weigh-in. Rachel!
Now, I can't get away with it now because I know that they listen, the people who weigh.
Excellent.
So after a very big week of boozing and eating a lot of chocolate, I thought I was going to put it on, but I lost half a pound.
Half a pound!
Bringing the total to 14 and a half pounds.
Wow, that's like
that's
a
more
stone.
Than a stone, isn't it?
Yes.
Hang on. 14, yes. She just went 14.
Is it 14 or 12 in a stone?
Yes, I have 14. Lost
14.
Well done.
Thank you.
And it shows.
Oh, go on. Follow with a rude comment.
No, it does show.
I wasn't going to, but okay, if you really want me to. No, it doesn't. You're still fat. No, it does show.
Mm.
And I'll tell you the number one thing about Rachel losing weight, which I noticed, and I must say it's quite annoying, is the fact that she hasn't gone out and bought herself any new jeans yet or any new skirts. She still goes around in her fat jeans, even though she's now a stone smaller, right? And she spends all her time pulling her jeans up because the crack of her arse is always showing.
That's because I've got more to go, and what's the point of buying clothes now when in a few months' time...
But secretly, you're loving it, though, aren't you? She goes like, my trousers keep falling down.
The outfit I was going to wear to the Brits wouldn't fit me because it was too big.
Oh, my heart bleeds for you. Dave, how was it, were you in your suit that was too tight for you?
It wasn't too tight, was
yes,
it?
Yes, it was too tight.
The other one that's too tight.
You put on so much weight, that's right.
The other one's too tight. That one fits like a glove.
If you've missed any of today's show and you missed 50 Cent and Banks from G-Unit.
Banksy.
You can listen again on Radio 1's Listen Again feature at Radio 1 Online. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Click on the Chris Moyle site and follow the instructions. It's easy. Tomorrow will be the last Friday show before my birthday, which is Sunday. Our guest tomorrow will be Peter Andre. Hello, mate. I'm loving your show, Chris. You're crazy cobber.
It's my highest cheese now.
I'm telling you.
La, 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 la.
Danny, have a great day. We're live with Peter tomorrow morning. Goodbye. The Chris Morris Show.